శ్యామలిం జటాభిరపిత మందీవరం జటం జాగుదరోజుతం పట్టం
चतुर्थ स्तर में रुचि हुई,
रुचि के बाद में आसक्ति हुई, आसक्ति के बाद में भाव हुआ छ, और आसक्ति के बाद में विप्रलम्बमय प्रेम होता है, और आठवें में संभोग रूपी प्रेम होता है। यही अष्टकाली लीला में राधा कृष्ण के नित्य मिलन में जो अष्टकाली लीला है उसमें प्रवेश करने का अधिकार ये मिलेगा ग्रंथ। इसलिए इसको खूब अच्छी तरह से सुनने और समझने का प्रयास करेंगे, प्रयास करते हुए जाते भजन राज्य प्रवेश करें। भजन तो अच्छी ना, पहले की हमें एक्टिव नदी आती तार धारा आती, धारा मध्य प्रवाह था, आद्यन प्रवाह मध्य एक आने के आते सजोर वो दो तीन दिन पर एक उठाए चले जावे, प्रयाग अप्रयाग की के सब उठने चले जावे एक प्रवाह। बोलो तो मैं हमारे भजन प्रवाह खाते कर्मे कर्मानी देखो भजन करे छी गुरु निष्ठा होई छे कि ना, हमारो लठ गुली धीरे धीरे दूर हो छे कि ना, हमारे संसार प्रति स्त्री प्रति पति प्रति कोनो आसक्ति आछे कि ना इधर जचाई करते रहे। तापर देखते तापी नामे दिए कि हरि कथा श्रवणे तो रुचि होई छे, तापर देखते जी आसक्ति मतलब बिना हरि कथा सुनने ताकते पाते संसारी का आसक्ति संपूर्ण रूप से नष्ट हो जाए, तत्पश्चात भाव उदित हो गए, विप्रलम्ब भाव तापर कोई अष्टकाली लीला संपूर्ण उदित हो। এই জন্য ধারা প্রবাহ মধ্যে যদি আমাদের ইটা না হয় তাহলে বুঝবো যে গলত আছে, গলত কোথায় বুঝে গা, হয়তো গুরুর মধ্যে গলত আছে আমাকে ঠিক ডিরেকশন দিচ্ছে অথবা আমার মধ্যে আছে। যদি ওই রকম গুরু থেকে আমার নিষ্ঠা রুচি সব আছে কিন্তু আমার উন্নতি হচ্ছে তখন বুঝবে যে গুরুর মধ্যে রুচি বসে, তখন তাহাকে প্রণাম করে তাহার আদেশ নিয়ে কোন শিক্ষা গুরু উন্নত তার কাছে গিয়ে। আর যদি ওখানে ঠিক আছে আমার মধ্যে গলত আছে তাহলে এইটাকে ক্রমে 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 একেবারে প্রেম অবস্থা তক পৌঁছা যায়। নচিত অন্তত ভাবাবস্থা তাকে এই মনুষ্য জন্মেতে পৌঁছে গেলে কোন তার হে আর অনর্থে আবার আসা সহজে। অতএব আপনারা খুব ভালো কাউকে শুনবেন আর এটাকে পালন করবেন, এইটা জীবনের পুঁজি আপনার পকেটেতে হৃদয়তে নিয়ে পাঠিয়ে।
So Sri Guruji is saying, yesterday we finished commentary on Sri Damodara Bhastakam, but still, as part of our Gandhi Brat, we will continue the chanting every morning. But from now on in the morning time, we will hear from Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Sri Bhajan Rahasya. Especially those who desire to perform bhajan, they should understand what is this bhajan rahasya. Rahasya means confidential or secret thing. So we should hear very carefully and try to understand what is bhajan rahasya, the confidential truth of bhajan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, has written 8 verses. That is Sri Sitasik. In his bhajan rahasya, there is an explanation of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda of this Shikshastikam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Krishna's pastimes are divided into 8 divisions or 8 yam, Asta yam. In the daytime there are 3, in the nighttime there are also 3, and in the sandhyas, in the joining of morning and In the morning time and the evening time, there is also two. So 3 + 3 + 2 is 8 yams. Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, with their Siddha Deha, their internally conceived spiritual body, they always remember these 8 periods of Krishna's pastimes and engage in service to them. Therefore, how to do that is all explained in this Bhajan Rahasya. The 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes are Nishant Lila, Pratakal, Purvana, Madhyan Lila, Sayan Lila, Prados Lila, Naisa Lila, and then again Nishant Lila. So just as there are 8 verses in Shikshastakam, as there are 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes, there have also been 8 stages of attainment of devotional service, as we've been hearing Adal Shraddha Tathasava Sangha. First, there is Shraddha, or faith. By that faith, one takes shelter of a bona fide guru and begins the process of devotion, which is called the Bhajana Kriya. By that Bhajana Kriya, one experiences Ananta Nivritti, or cessation of disturbing elements. What is Ananta? Ananta. Ananta means which is valuable. Ananta, which has no value. Therefore, forgetting Krishna's service, that is the real Ananta. That manifests in considering in conception of I am mine. I am this body, and what belongs to this body in terms of wife, wealth, children, house, this belongs to me. This is for my enjoyment. This is the root of all Anattas. By this we think, by accumulating money, I will be happy. But do not think like this. By attachment to wealth, one will simply take birth again and end up like a snake, because snake always protects his wealth. One will be like Kuvair, sitting on his money. Therefore, we should accumulate enough wealth which is sufficient to maintain the body. Because at the time of death, we will not take even 1 rupee with us, or to speak of family members. We should not be like donkeys, simply carrying a heavy load with no benefit to ourselves. Therefore, whatever we do in this world, we should do for the happiness and the service of Bhagavan. We should have no attachment, and this attachment is the root cause of all other anattas, or unwanted desires. Therefore, after anatta nivritti comes nishta, fixed determination, ruchi, taste, ashakti, attachment, bhava bhakti, then the phone went off, I couldn't hear, then viraha, then some vipralabha prem, then some both meeting. Therefore, by hearing very carefully this Bhajan Rahasya, we will attain the qualification to enter into all of these things, especially the Astakali Lila of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, here, and not only here, we try to understand the subject matter and try to enter it. In a flowing river that is also called a dada, the current. Therefore, what if water is there today now, after 2 or 3 days will go anywhere, even to Allahabad Prayag, means it always moving. Therefore, our bhajan should be like this. It should always be progressing. Therefore, we should try and understand whether really our anattas are going, is nishtha appearing, are we still maintaining attachment to women? Do we have taste in taking the name or in hearing Harikatha? If one has developed attachment to hearing Harikatha, then definitely all anattas or unwanted desires will be completely destroyed. Then after this, one will easily achieve Bhava Bhakti. Therefore, despite all this, there may be some hope. Even though we may have Guru Nishtha performing the limbs of devotion, we are not improving, then it could be the fault is in the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru. In that case, one should take shelter of a high class of Shiksha Guru. And if Diksha Guru is okay, and still we are not advancing, then must be the hole is in us. The fault is in us. Therefore, we should endeavor to increase our devotion and steadily, steadily progress towards the stage of Prema Bhakti. Therefore, this Bhav Bhakti is most difficult to achieve. And having achieved the stage of Bhav Bhakti, all these unwanted anandas and desires will never return. Therefore, here, and here, I try to follow nicely and carry this with us, with you, always in your hearts.
ঘাট আমরা যাব ওটাকে ব্রহ্মপরম।